Good evening, Audio Boo. It's day two of February 2013. And we've got two questions for today, one from Audio Boo and one from @SawyerGB. The first question from Audio Boo is the Groundhog Day question. What sort of day wouldn't you want to repeat? And the question from SawyerGB is bad habits. I'll start with the bad habits one. See, I don't really think I've got that many bad habits. I've been thinking about this last night at work. I'm on nights at the minute. Went home today. I'm back again at work tonight. And I don't really think I've got that many bad habits. But I'm sure if you were to ask my other half, I think I would exceed my boo time. Because I'm sure she could probably tell you better than I could. I definitely know that when I'm tired, I can be a real grumpy sod. Is sod a international term, or is it just Derbyshire or UK-based? Who knows? Anyway, bad habits. I'm quite ashamed to say, actually, really, that although I don't really swear that much, when I'm at work and in, like, the working environment, it's a male environment, I do tend to swear quite a bit. I feel bad about that one. But what I've been doing, in January, there was a big push on the internet, I spotted it, towards the end of December. The big push for people to quit drinking for a month. I think it was called the Dry-a-thon. See, I'm not a big drinker. I've not at all got a problem with drinking. But I thought to myself, there was this big media campaign about how you'd be a hero if you were to stop drinking for 1 month, and there were people who were getting sponsored. Fair enough, it's all in a good cause. I've got nothing against that. But it's the fact that people would see it a real challenge to not drink any alcohol just for 1 month, and you would be some sort of hero if you did. So I just thought I would do it in silence, and I've not had a drink of alcohol. Not a drop has passed my lips now since the start of December. So almost 2 months. I've not actually told anyone about it. My partner, she's aware of it, and one of my friends is aware of it, because when we've been out for meals together with me and my partner and my friend and his partner, I've just stuck to soft drinks and I've been the designated driver. I'm just going to see how long I can go for now without drinking alcohol, just as a bit of a personal test. I am quite a big fan of real ale, traditional ale, but we'll just see how we go. And then each month I'm going to give up something else, but it's got to benefit my health. So in February, I need to give up one more thing. I'm still yet to decide, but it's got to be something that will benefit my health in the end. Right, I've gone off on a tangent now. Bad habits. Get myself back. I'm like Billy Connolly. Billy Connolly can start talking about one thing, go all the way around the houses and spend 60 minutes talking about a different thing, and then come back to the very first thing. The big yin. See, I'm doing it again. Get back on track. Bad habits. I don't really think I've got that many, if I'm quite honest. But my other half, Lisa, she could probably fill 10 minutes worth of boo time, definitely. So the second question posed by Dolores and the Audio Boo team was the Groundhog Day scenario. What sort of day wouldn't you want to repeat? And it would have to be where I was constantly doing the night shift. I hate the night shift. I hate working it. I don't mind it in some ways because there's no management. I'm in charge of the place at the minute. But yeah, I'm doing an Audio Boo. So yeah. But I think my worst scenario would be the first night on after a few days off, the first night shift, because it's always the worst, having to constantly repeat that. And my first shift on a few days ago, I was so tired. It was ridiculous. I was just falling asleep for the last few hours. Every time I'd stop to do some paperwork, I'm just nodding, constantly nodding, like almost falling asleep. And I'd just drunk so much coffee, it was unreal. And it just didn't make any difference because I was that tired that the caffeine just didn't kick in. And I was on the way home in the car and I could feel myself like wanting to go to sleep as I'm driving home in the car. And it's horrible. That must be one of the worst feelings ever, like knowing that you can't stop yourself from falling to sleep, but knowing you've got to stay awake. So they were the two questions dealt with. Perhaps not very concisely, But still, I've got my boo in for day two. Right, I'm going to get back to work because I should really be doing something right now, but I'm booing. Never mind. I'm in charge. It's not a problem. I'm not scared. I'm going to plug my headphones in and listen to everyone else's offerings for February day two. And do you know what? I might boo in a few more hours' time and get day three in. Okay, speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.